when he touches me with his spirit, my heart begins to cry, because I feel which pain I caused him with my sin.
大家好，我是主播 Kiki， 用你的语言感悟你的人生。今天给大家带来的是 Ingrid 姐姐的作品 Esme， 以下是我对她的深入采访，这些问题会比较深刻，希望大家可以在评论区参与讨论。 First question: How do the concept of sin influence of our understanding of morality and the consequence of our actions? 罪恶这一概念如何影响我们对道德的理解和我们行为所带来的后果？
When we talk about sin, we talk most about moral sins. But the problem with moral sins is that the sins we consider as moral sins can change, because a moral sin is something that is attractive but forbidden. First, I have to make a law that says that something is forbidden, then the act to break this law makes it a sin.
当我们谈论罪时，我们谈论最多的是道德罪。但道德罪的问题是，我们认为是道德的罪可以受人改变的，因为道德罪是有吸引力但被禁止的。首先，我们必须制定一条法律，规定某些事情是被禁止的，而违反这条法律的行为就是一种罪责。
I give you a very simple example for illustrate the topic, even it has nothing to do with a moral sin or spiritual sin.
我举一个简单的例子来说明这个话题，即使它与道德或精神上的罪无关。
When I have a weight loss plan and I eat a green cake, then it will be a sin for me. The consequence is that I don't reach my weight goal. Even if I do it in secret, the doctor will see it when he controls my blood.
当我有一个减肥计划，我吃了一个奶油蛋糕，这对我来说是一种罪过。结果是我没有达到我的体重目标。即使我依然这样做，当医生控制我的血液时，他也会看到结果的。
If there would not be a weight loss plan, then there would not be a sin. Paul explains this concept of sin in the Epistle of Romans 7:7.
如果没有减肥计划，就不会有罪恶。保罗在给罗马书的第七章中是这样阐释了罪的概念。
What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had to know sin, but by the law. For had I known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet, but sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence, for without the law sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died, and the commandment which was ordinated to life I found to be unto death.
这样我们可以说什么呢？律法是罪吗？上帝保佑。若不是律法说不可贪恋，我就不知道什么是罪。若不是律法说不可贪恋，我就不知道什么是贪恋。但罪罚趁着这个机会，借着诫命，在我的内心里发动了各种各样的贪念。因为没有律法，罪是死的。我从前没有法律，人是活的。但诫命来到的时候，罪又活过来了，而我就死了。在第十和第十中，本来有人叫喊着要活命的训诫，我却看见叫着的人是死亡的。
God gave laws to the human being for to make society safe, for to protect the weak in the society, and that they are all may have succeed in their life on earth and to protect creation.
上帝赋予人类法律，使社会得以拯救，保护社会中的弱者，使他们都能在地球上获得成功，并保护万物。
But today we make our life easier. We eliminate laws and commandments God gave us, and we eliminate the consequences for doing the wrong by not punishing them as we should.
但是今天，我们让我们的生活更加容易了。我们废除了上帝给我们的律法和诫命。我们通过不惩罚别人来消除我们做错事的后果。
But by doing this, we lose our moral standards.
但这样做，我们失去了我们的道德标准。
The consequences are war, destroyed families, climate change, and the increasing rate of criminality and corruption in many countries.
其后果就是战争、家庭毁灭、气候变化。以及许多国家犯罪率和腐败率的上升。Second question. Is it possible to fully comprehend the extent of our wrong doings and their impact on ourselves and others? 我们能否完全理解我们的错误行为以及对其他人的影响呢？
First of all, even we set down the moral standards in our behavior, we all know what is right and what is wrong.
首先，即使我们在我们的行为中设定了道德标准，我们都知道什么是对的或者错的。
Paul writes in the Epistle Romans 2 that we all have a conscience.And those who never have heard about God's law have the law written in their hearts.
保罗在罗马书第二章中写道，我们都具有良心，那些从未听过神律法的人，心中已然有律法。
For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their heart, their conscience, also bearing witness and their thoughts, the mean while accusing or else excusing one another.
第十四条，因为没有律法的外邦人若按照本性法律上行事，他们虽没有律法，他们自己的行为就是律法。第十五条，他们表明律法的功用已经写在心里了，他们的良心正在做着见证，他们的意念彼此指责着或者推脱着责任。
But there is one difficult point, we are not honest.
但是有一点是很难的，我们并不诚实。
The normal case is that we have a very good self-image, even if somebody says he has no self-esteem, we all think that we are very good people.
通常情况下，我们有很好的自我形象，即使有人说他没有自尊，但是我们都认为自己是好人。
John says in 1 John 1, 8 and 9, If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰在第一章中曾经说到，注释约翰1-8-9，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺欺人，真理已然不在我们的心中。我们若认自己有罪，他是诚信的，是公义的，必要来赦免我们的罪，洗净我们所做的一切不义之事。
We are not honest because we don't want to admit that we are all sinners.
我们并不诚实，因为我们不想承认我们都是罪人。
David says in Psalm 51:5, Behold, I was shapen in inquiry, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Paul wrote in Romans 3, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
保罗在罗马书第三章中写道，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Even we are on the outside a nice and good person, and the inside lives the sin, and we have to be cleaned by the blood of Jesus when we receive him as our Savior, because we have inherited sin from the first human Adam.
即使我们在外表上是一个善良的人，在内心中，在生活中，我们仍然有罪。当我们接受到耶稣基督为我们所挽救的主的时候，我们必须用他的血来清洗自己，因为我们从第一个亚当那里已然继承了罪责。
If we want to comprehend our wrongdoings honestly, we need the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, which are convincing us that our nature as human beings are full of sins.
如果我们想诚实地理解我们的错误行为，我们需要和上帝来通话。他们使我们相信，我们作为人的本性已然充满了罪。
Hebrews 4:12 says, For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is discerned of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
因为上帝的道快而有力，比一刀两刃的剑都要来得快，甚至面对灵魂与骨肉，骨节与骨髓，所有的一切他都能刺入，甚至能将其分裂，也能辨别人心的意念不同。
Jesus said, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you.But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father, and ye may see me no more, and of judgment because the prince of this world is judged.
希伯来经第四章第十二小节。耶稣曾经说道，第七部分，然而我将真理告诉你们，我是对你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不会到你们这里来，我若去了，就打发他到这里来，让他们来找你，要为罪，为公义，审判责备世人。第九条，为罪者，因为他们不相信我。第十条，为公义，因为我往天父那里去，你们就再也见不到我了。第十一条，为审判，因为这世界已经受到了公审。
In this text, we see that the only reason and the only sin we get punished at the end is to refuse Christ and not receive him as a savior. Since he has paid for all sins of the world, there remains only one sin.
在这段经文中，我们看到我们最终受到惩罚的唯一原因和唯一的罪责，就是拒绝了基督，拒绝了他，不接受他为救世主。既然他已经救赎了世界上所有的罪责，那就只剩下一种罪责了。约翰十六日第七行第十一小节。Last question. How can the experience of seeking forgiveness and receiving grace shape our personal growth and the sense of identity? 寻求宽恕和接受恩典的经历如何塑造我们的个人成长与认同感呢？
When we are seeking forgiveness, we get it. Jesus says clearly, those who seek me will find me.
当我们寻求原谅的时候，我们会得到原谅。耶稣说得很清楚，寻求我的，必寻得到。
Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find me.Shall find knock and it shall be opened unto you.
你们祈求，就给你们祈求；你们寻觅，就让你们寻见；你们叩门，就给你们叩门，让你们开门。
Grace is for all, and there is not a great amount or a small amount. All get the same grace in the manner that they get eternal life as a gift.
恩典是赐福于所有人的，没有多或少的区分。所有人都以同样的方式得到永生作为礼物。
When we have received Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are a new creation. We have two identities, the old creation, which still can sin, and the new creation, who wants to walk with Christ and obey His commandments.
当我们接受耶稣基督为我们的救世主的时候，我们已然成为了一个新造的人。我们有两个身份，旧的造物之主产生的物，我们仍然会犯罪。新造之物，我们则愿意与基督同行，遵守他的诫命。
The Epistle to Colossians says, "And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumstances of flesh, hath the quickened together with him." Having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them, openly triumphing over them in it.
第二章第十四小节，你们既死在过去犯的罪和未受割礼的肉体中，神就赦免你们的一切过错，叫你们和耶稣一同复活。第十四章第十四小节，涂抹了典章上反对于我们的人，与我们相反的笔迹，我把他从路上已然除掉，钉在他的十字架上。既夺了全能的，就明明地显露出未来，在其中夸胜。
Personal growth is not focused on ourselves anymore. It is focused on God and the way of holiness. Scripture says, "For
个人成长不再只关注于我们自己，他关注的是上帝与圣洁之道。 圣经第十二章第十四小节。
Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Galatians 5 talks about the works of the flesh and the fruits of the spirit. The flesh always is in action and wants to do something, but it is wrong with its actions.
希伯来书第十二章第四小节，第十四部分，你们要追求与众人和睦，追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能看见主。第五小章讲的是肉体的工作和精神的果实，肉体总是在行动，想要做些什么，但是他的行动是错误的。
The new creations in the spirit is resting in God and the fruits are growing by their own.
圣灵新造的人安息在神里面，果子自己由此生长。The first question, in what ways can religious beliefs and practice provide guidance and support in times of moral crisis or personal struggle?
宗教信仰和实践在道德危机或个人困境中如何提供指导和支持呢？
First, we have to see what is religion and what is belief. When we are a religious person, then we want to avoid capitulation before God's throne. We do good things and practice for to feel better and for to avoid bad consequences.We don't want that Jesus will rule and change our life. At the end, God is a form of Santa Claus, which I take out of my bag when I have a crisis and put him back when I have overcome the crisis. But this will never bring a true change to my life.
首先，我们要明白什么是宗教，什么是信仰。当我们是一个有宗教信仰的人，我们要避免在神的宝座面前屈服。我们做好事和实践是为了感觉更好或者避免坏的结果。我们不想要耶稣来统治或者改变我们的生活。最后，上帝是圣诞老人的一种形式。当我们遇见危机的时候，我从我的包里把它拿出来。当我克服危机的时候，我又把它还回去，但这永远不会在我们的生活中带来真正的改变。
When we are a person that believes in Jesus Christ and received him as a savior, we handed everything over to Jesus. Now I'm not living, but he is living in me, and I am sealed with the Holy Spirit, and God became my father.In times of crisis, God will be at my side even I don't feel him. Struggles and storms in my life are the tests I have to pass for to get a deeper relationship to God and to grow in the faith and grace.
当我们成为一个人的时候，相信耶稣基督并接受他为救世主的时候，我们就把一切都交予了他。我并不是活着的。他却活在我的身体里，我被圣灵所刻印了，神成了我的天父。在危机时刻，上帝会在我的身边，即使我感受不到他的存在。我生命中的挣扎和风暴是我必须通过的考验，以便与上帝建立更深的关系，在信心和恩典中成长。 Next question.How can we balance the need for accountability and self-reflection with the importance of self-compassion and forgiveness in our personal and social relationships?
我们如何在个人和社交关系中平衡对自我自负和自我反思的需要与自我卑辞和宽恕的重要性呢？
It is always a question of focus. If I only look on me, I get frustrated because I never will be able to do the things. When I look on Jesus, I see that he already has undone everything on the cross. So I can forgive myself for my faults and my imperfection, but I can forgive other people's too. We pray in the praying Jesus teaches us, and forgive us our sins as we will forgive those who sinned against us. When we are forgiven, it is easy to forgive others too.
这其实是一个关于专注的问题。如果我只关注于自己，我就会感到沮丧，因为我永远都不能做这些事情。当我看着耶稣的时候，我看到他已经在十字架上完成了所有的事情，所以我可以原谅自己的错误和不完美，但我也同时可以原谅别人。我们在祷告中祷告，耶稣教育我们，饶恕我们的罪，如同我们饶恕得罪我们的人一样。当我们被原谅，我们也很容易原谅他人。
Below are additional 5 questions for my beloved Ingrid sister. So the first one is, how do you think helps their heart to cry, and what's the significance of this emotion?
你的罪如何能使他们在心中哭泣？这种情绪的意义又是什么呢？
When the Holy Spirit comes, he shows us our sins and failures, and I am sad that Jesus Christ had to suffer to save my life from hell.
当圣灵降临的时候，他向我们展示了我们的罪和失败。我很难过，耶稣基督为了把我从地狱里面救出来，不得不忍受如此般的痛苦。
Second question.How do looking at the cross make you feel about their past actions, and what's the impact of the realization?
看着十字架，让你对他们过去的行为有什么感觉？这种的认识影响着什么呢？
When I look at the cross, I see that Jesus has taken my place there. He never sinned in his life.But he took all the world's sins on his body. He even was not like a human being when he suffered there on the cross, as we read about the crucifixion in the book of Isaiah.
当圣灵降临的时候，他向我们展示了我们的罪责和我们的失败。我感到非常痛苦。当我看着十字架的时候，我彻底的释然了。理解了一切的事情。
I just feel love and thankfulness for him for all he has done for me. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, as we read in Romans 6:23.
罗马书第六章第二十三小节中曾经讲到，我对他充满了爱与感激，感谢他为我所做的一切。因为罪的代价就是死亡，唯有神的恩典，让我们在主那里得到永生。
Next question. In what ways do you feel responsible for Jesus' crucifixion, and what do they say about their understanding of sin?And forgiveness.
你觉得耶稣被钉死在十字架上，对此要负有什么责任呢？这又说明他们对罪和宽恕的理解是什么呢？
It is easy to blame the religious leaders and the Jews who lived in the time of Jesus for his crucifixion. But in fact, we all brought him there because he was paying for all our sins.
人们很容易就将耶稣的成就归咎于宗教领袖和那个时代下生活的犹太人，但事实上，我们都把他带到那里，因为他为我们所有的罪责 已然付出了巨大的代价。The fourth question. What role do grace play in your journey towards repentance and how do it impact their relationship with God?
恩典在你悔改的过程中扮演了什么角色呢？它如何影响他们与神之间的关系呢？
Grace is something we don't deserve. I deserve the eternal death, and God says, I have paid the price for you. You may go free.
我们不配得到恩典。上帝说，我已经为你付出了全部代价，你可以自由了。
The last question. How does your acknowledgement of their sins and acceptance of God?Forgiveness affect their behavior and look on life.
你承认他们的罪，接受神的赦免，对他们的行为和人生观会有什么影响呢？
I feel a great joy in my heart that I may come to God. I want to live for Him, and it is always a great joy for me to share what I experienced with others.Because it is something so fantastic for me that I can't keep quiet and not talking about that grace.
我心中大大的欢喜，为往神那里去。我想为他而活，与他分享我的经历对我来说是一种巨大的快乐，因为这对我来说是如此的奇妙。我无法保持沉默。无法不谈论这种恩典。最后，就让我们来静静地欣赏 Ingrid 姐姐的新歌《It's Me》，然后让我们体会神带给我们的恩典吧。
When he touches me with his spirit, my heart begins.To cry because I feel which pain I caused him with my sins. When I look to the cross, I see what I have done in my life, disobeying and destroying, casting his grace away.To give me. Is it me who crucified Jesus? Is it me who put the nails in his hand? Is it me he was praying for on the cross? Father, forgive. They do not know what they're doing. Now I'm bowing my knees before him.Praying, Father, forgive me. Receiving the gifts of His salvation, of His grace never ending. Is it me who crucified Jesus? Is it me who put the nails in His hand? Is it me He was praying for on the cross?They do not know what they're doing. It was me who crucified Jesus. It was me who put the nails in his hand.